the Bible is about you.
So late in 2016 is when I hear that the black people brought here on the slave ships could possibly be the same people that the whole Old Testament is written about, the Israelites.
We've now heard Kanye West say it. We've now heard Kyrie Irving say it. We once heard Floyd Mayweather, I showed you in the Drink Champs interview where he said it. You are hearing all these different scholars come out, and teachers and professors and even scientists come out saying, and religious leaders saying it.
We believe that many of the true biblical descendants of Abraham are the people currently referred to as Black, African American, Negro, Sephardic, or etc. Evidence from scripture cited in Next Point of Belief below, which I'll get to in just a moment, that have been scattered throughout the nations of the world. The current Ashkenazi Jews are imposters.
The Bible is about us. What is it going to take for you to believe this, that the God that they worship in the Christian churches, the God that they worship in the Muslim, in the Arab mosque, the God that they worship in Judaism and in the synagogues, the God that the Catholics worship and the God that the Pope prays to every single night, this God is your God. Jubilee 1 and 24. And they all shall be called children of the living God. And every angel and every spirit shall know, yea, they shall know that these are my children, and that I am their father in uprightness and righteousness, and that I love them. This God that the whole world accredits for the creation of the world, this God that the whole world accredits for the creation of the human race, this God that parted the Red Sea, this God that we all worship to and love, this God loves you. He said he loves you. He said he loves you. He said that the whole world is gonna know that you are his people. He said that even the angels are gonna know, that every spirit is gonna know. Why, if there's another people right now claiming to be God's people, why does the world need to know one day? Why does somebody need to reveal you to the world one day if they already are who they say they are?
92% of the people that say that they are Jews today are in fact Ashkenazi, sons of Gomer, so thereby are the synagogue of Satan, they who say they are Jews and are not. So who are the real Jews?
The Bible is about you. I don't care what your pastor says. I don't care what you heard about the scriptures. These are the last days and these are the end times. And I'm telling y'all with 100% assurity that the Bible is about you. Genesis 15, 13. I got to hurry this up. And he said to Abram, know of a surety that thy seed shall be a stranger in a land that is not theirs, and they shall serve them and afflict them 400 years. This is Genesis 15 and 13. Listen to this. It's also repeated in the book of Jubilees, which y'all know I like to read a lot. That's one of the lost books of the Bible. It's in Jasher as well. And it's also in Acts, the book of Acts 7 and 6. And God spake unto the wise that his seed shall sojourn in a strange land, and they should bring them into bondage and entreat them evil, mistreat them evil. Listen to this, for 400 years. And the nation to whom they shall be in bondage to will I judge. God said there will be 400 years of mistreatment, captivity. And then 400 years, these people would be mistreated. And then he said, after that 400 years, the nation to whom that mistreated them, will I judge? Oh, I hope y'all getting this, and I hope y'all stand with me on this. Now, judgment is 7 years. 2 Esdras 7:43. The judgment will last 7 years. That's the arrangement I have made for judgment day. But I have revealed these things only to you.
These are the real Jews. So please tell me, what part of Africa is this guy from?
So there's no need for guessing. The scripture says that in Genesis 15, 13, and it says in Acts 7 and 6, that a people was going to be mistreated for 400 years. And after that 400 years, those people who have been mistreated, the nations that mistreated them, will I judge. And now we just read in 2nd Edrus that judgment is 7 years. It's 7 years. So 1619 is when they say we got here, to 2020 or to 2021, however you want to calculate. But I have yet to meet one person, not one person yet, who has not said to me that they do not believe since 2020, 2021, that America is under judgment. So that is precisely 400 years. I'm trying to show you that the Bible is about you. It's about you.
The black people, the people of color that are here, that have been brought here from Africa, their ancestors brought here from Africa, are the Hebrew Israelites.
It's about us. The scriptures being revealed right now, right before our very eyes. The great awakening that you see happening in Kyrie Irving and Jaylen Brown and so many other celebrities. The great falling away, where you see our brothers and sisters cooning for the other side, and Shannon Sharp and Stephen A. Smith, and you see them going and cooning for the other side, the great falling away. Everybody is starting to choose their sides. Either you with God, either you with the truth, or you with Satan. I want y'all to hear what I'm saying. The Bible said that the truth will set you free for a reason. The Bible said that in the last days that brother will be against brother, and father against daughter, and cousin against cousin. The people in your own house will be separated or be your enemies. What it is saying is that there was going to be a falling away in the end. There was going to be a split. We were going to be split on the truth, because we've been lied to about what the truth was our whole lives. And now that we're finding out the truth, we're split on the truth. The Bible is about you. I got to hurry this up. God is coming to save you. This is so good. God is not coming to save the world, but God is coming to save you. The world hasn't been in generational poverty for 400 years. The world hasn't been experiencing systematic racism for 400 years. The world hasn't been experiencing systematic oppression in the judicial system for 400 years. The world hasn't been experiencing systematic discrimination in banking and in housing and home loans and in land and in the wealth gap and in school and in education and in dilapidated housing. The world hasn't been experiencing the same oppression that you've been experiencing for 400 years. God is not coming to save the world. God is coming to save you. I hope y'all hear what I'm saying.
As somebody says, it's all about Jesus. You know what? You can say that because you never lived in an inner city. You can say that because you never lived in a ghetto. You never lived in, you know, in the hood. You never lived in whatever the struggles they are. You got to get with the struggle. You got to get in the struggle. Come on, everybody. Amen.
We don't even own our images. The black man and the black woman does not even own the image of the black man and the black woman. They got the movie that just came out, Wakanda Forever, and The Woman King, where the woman is portrayed as strong and hard and above her man, and hateful and angry and pissed. She's not portrayed as God told her to be portrayed in the Bible, as sweet and gentle and beautiful and delicate. She's not even in control of the image of herself. The white Jewish own all the distribution companies and the production companies of the movies that are produced by black people.
Even the information put in our music, the right. Toxicity put in our music, mm-hmm. is nothing promoting the idea of a king taking care of a queen and then taking care of the future kings and the future queens. It's just us talking about killing each other and Jewish people getting paid off of it.
We don't even own the image of black people. We don't even own the image of the black man. He's portrayed as emasculated, as downtrodden, as weak, as soft. Y'all don't want this, as a sodomite. We don't even own in the movie Eternals, in Power, in Empire, whatever movie you want to name, in Love and Hip Hop. We don't own these movies. They put a black face behind it and say Ryan Coogler, or put a Mona Scott and say they in charge. But the distribution companies and all the production is owned by white Jewish people. This is what Kanye was talking about. We don't even own our music. Oh, they don't want this. They don't want this. So is that not oppression? We talked about the discrimination. Is that not oppression when you don't even own your image? So the images that our sons see are the images that they want them to see. I'm going somewhere, because I want y'all to see that this mistreatment of us has happened for 400 years. And that when I say that God isn't coming to save the world, but he's coming to save us, aren't we in the condition of a people that need a divine intervention? I hope y'all hear what I'm saying. We need divine intervention. Exodus 14 and 13. And Moses said unto the people, fear ye not, stand still and see the salvation of the Lord, which he show you to this day. For the Egyptians who you see today, for the Americans who you see today, for the Britons who you see today, they don't want this. For the, listen to this, for the Russians who you see today, you shall see them again no more. In my last message, I had hammered home salvation, or at least I tried to hammer home salvation. But the point that I was getting to is that salvation is not just a spiritual thing. It is a physical thing. God is physically about to save us, save his people in these last days. God is physically going to redeem us. Salvation isn't just spiritual, but it is actually physical. Just like our ancestors in Egypt physically came out, were physically saved, physically redeemed and rescued, we are also going to be physically saved, redeemed, and rescued. Jubilee, the book of Jubilee 1 and 14. And after this, they will turn to me from amongst the Gentiles. Listen to this. With all their heart and with all their soul and with all their strength. And I will gather them from amongst the Gentiles. You see why they took the book out now? The book of Jubilees? Because now you know where they're going to be gathered from. And it's only one people that's been scattered amongst the Gentiles. And that's us.
Deuteronomy 28 verse 68. And Yahweh shall bring you into Mitzrayim, Egypt again with ships. And the way of which I said to you, you shall see it no more again. And there you shall be sold to your enemies for slaves and female slaves, and no man shall buy you. And that is what happened to the regal class of the house of Judah.
God said that in the book of Jubilees 1 and 14, I will gather them from amongst the Gentiles, and they will seek me so that they shall be found of them when they seek me with all their heart and with all their soul. I'm going to gather them from amongst the Gentiles. Now you know where they're coming from. The Bible is about you.
Now, the only race of people that were brought over on ships and sold as bondmen and bondwomen, which are slaves, are the so-called African American.
The Bible is about you. This is my last point, y'all. I have been struggling with preaching lately. I have. I saw the elections, and you know, many of you know, well, you know, that I was in, well, I don't know if many of you know, but I was in politics at one point, and I did very well in politics. But over the last few days, I have just hated the fact of knowing that we are God's chosen people. I've hated the fact of being awakened to this truth. Oh, God, help me preach this thing. And I feel like I'm just sitting on my hands, like I'm not doing nothing, like I'm not in the fight. And I know that so many of you feel the same way. And so, given the elections and seeing the elections, I started thinking of different things that I could do to physically help our people, because I want to fight for us. I want to change our condition. And I started thinking about, you know, if I just help us get more businesses, I can change our condition. I can save us. If I just help us get more land, I could save us. If I just go back into politics and I help some of our brothers that are in the school to prison pipeline, or that's been sentencing disparities, or that's been wrongfully accused. If I just do something, if I just fight, I could save us. And I started feeling helpless. I really did, because I realized that even going into politics, they own all the politicians. If I go into business, they own all the institutions. If I go fix my credit, they own the banks. And it just started making me feel helpless, because I said, what am I going to do? What can I do to help us? 2 Chronicles 20:17. Ye shall not need to fight in this battle. Set yourselves, stand ye still and see the salvation of the Lord. Oh, the salvation of the Lord is a battle. The salvation of the Lord is physical. The salvation of the Lord is a fight. God said that you ain't even going to need to fight in this battle. Stand ye still and see the salvation of the Lord. Oh, you, listen to this, Judah and Jerusalem. There's been a lot of talk lately about who the real Jews are. Well, the real Jews are the one that need to be redeemed. The real Jews are the one that need God to come fight for them. We don't got no police. We don't got no army. We don't got no soldiers. The real Jews, y'all don't hear what I'm saying, need God to gather them from amongst the Gentiles. The real Jews has been in captivity and mistreated for 400 years. And the real Jews, after this 7 years of judgment is coming out of this, I want y'all to hear what I'm saying. God says, stand ye still and see the salvation of the Lord. O ye Judah and Jerusalem, fear not, be not dismayed. Tomorrow go out against them, for the Lord will be with you. Tomorrow go out against them. Do not be afraid, Kanye. Do not be afraid, Kyrie. Kanye came out with a video lately. He said that his mama was sacrificed. He said they control Beyonce and Jay-Z. But I want you to know for a fact, do not be afraid. Oh, y'all don't want this. Do not be dismayed. Do not turn back. God said, go out tomorrow against them and the salvation of the Lord will be with you. Do not be dismayed. He said, you ain't even going to have to fight in this battle. I'm going to bring them down to the valley of Jehoshaphat. I'm going to put all nations on trial for what they have done to my inheritance, Israel, for they have scattered them and scattered them far and wide. And they have parted my land. Lord, I thank you. Lord, I thank you. The Bible is about you. Thank you so much for listening. Please give a tithe, offering, or a donation at Cash App, Leo Dunson. You can also go to leodunson.com/donate, and may the glory of God and his blessings be upon you. Let us pray. Let us pray, because my son won't shut up. Let us pray. Because my son won't shut up, y'all. Let us pray. Oh, God, we thank you. Let us pray. God, we thank you for your word. We thank you for waking us up in these last days. Oh God, we thank you for waking us up in these last days. A clear indication that our name has been written in the Lamb's Book of Life since the foundation of the world. When you can hear the truth and adhere yourself to the truth. When you hear the truth, they say he who had ears to hear, and then you follow the truth. That's a clear indication of who you are, of you being chosen, elected, or grafted in. God, we are grateful. We are, because we know that none of us deserve it. None of us deserve it. We're just as wicked as them, or have done just as much sin as they've committed. But your mercy, oh God, we thank you for your mercy. We thank you for your grace. Mm-mm-mm. And we are just glad to know that we are your chosen, and grateful to know that our salvation, our actual redemption, is nearer now than it's ever been. It's in Christ's name we pray. Amen. Amen. Hey guys, thanks for watching. Thanks for listening. Almost every other day someone asks, hey Leo, how can we support you? You can support by subscribing at ministries.leodunson.com, and you will get my exclusive channel there. You can support me over there, or you can also support by Cash App. Cash App, $Leo Dunson. You can also go to leodunson.com/donate. All of your gifts, all of your donations, you honestly don't know how much I appreciate it. I can't even articulate it in words how grateful I am for someone to donate and sow into this ministry. It really, truly is a blessing to have people that support you. May the glory of God and his blessings be upon you. Shalom. Shalom. Precept upon Precept is available now at Amazon and wherever books are sold. And this was the crying baby that you guys heard in the background. Okay. It was him. Hey, look up. All right? Be a man. All right. Talk to y'all soon, guys. Shalom. Hear, O Israel. The Lord our God is one. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your strength. And these commandments that he has given us today, bind them on your hearts and let them be with you.